Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is absolutely laugh out loud funny to listen to that goofball, Alex Padilla from California. He's a dramacrat. He's not a Democrat. He's a dramacrat. Everything you just heard him say is a lie. Really, every single thing that he just said that was in that report from whoever that reporter was reporting, everything, not just a little bit, not just some of it, everything that he said was a lie. Their whole MO at this point, I mean, Maxine Waters actually said out loud the other day, don't believe what you're seeing, don't believe what you're watching. Oh, okay, my bad. It's mostly peaceful. Everything is mostly peaceful. It's all mostly peaceful. Iran right about now apparently is mostly peaceful. And it's going to be even more peaceful thanks to Israel. And I would dare say thanks to President Trump. This is a seismic change opportunity to get rid of that Islamic Republic. 46 years it's been in power. And it has done nothing but abuse its own people. It's a death cult. Remember that. A death cult. What is the stated goal of the supreme leader? What's the stated goal of these other folks who have held positions of leadership? It is to bring about the apocalypse by destroying first the small Satan and then the big Satan, that's Israel and the United States, so as to bring back the Mahdi. That's what it is. If nothing else, at least they've been honest about that. They've been very straightforward on that. That's what their plan is. That's what they want to do. We in the United States do not find ourselves that deeply enamored of faith that we can even begin to understand their devotion to that cause. It is a death cult. I don't know about you, but if I am serving anywhere in any part of the Iranian leadership, I am not taking a promotion. No, I'm just no, because Israel is just picking off the leaders one by one by one. You don't even need to know their names at this point because they're not going to be in place all that long. And the so-called supreme leader, President Trump, the king of the trolling, said, we know where you are. We're not going to kill you. Right now. Whew, I love that. Dr. Keith Abloh joins us. The good doctor joins us every other Tuesday. We talk about a whole bunch of stuff. And I want to get his sense of the mindset for the deranged, demented people who, I guess, continue to lead Iran, but hopefully not for much longer. Keith, welcome, my friend.
Hey, Jeff. Good to be here.
It's great to have you, sir. Now, I want you to do a little insightful reporting. The leadership in Iran for, 46 years now, has been devoted to bringing about the end of the world. It's an attitude that, for the most part, we in the United States, most people in the West, can't even fathom or understand, but that is their driving force. What goes into a mindset like that?
Well, absolute belief that the world would be better off destroyed if there are going to be Jews and Israelis in it, that America is the same as Satan or the devil. Yep. And sometimes these things seem so outlandish that it feels as though you're reading a psychological thriller. I've written some, so I know when people read them, they're like, yeah, one of the reasons that I read these is it can't be happening next door to me, even though, of course, it can. And it is in the case of Iran. But there's a suspension of disbelief that occurs that's necessary. You got to shake yourself out of disbelief and believe them. It's like looking at a cancer cell under a microscope and saying, well, I don't know. I mean, really? Like, it invades other cells that are healthy? Is this what you're telling me? It's hard to believe. Mm. Well, you believe it when you see the MRI and, God forbid, you ever fight it yourself. We're fighting a cancer. The cancer knows no boundaries. The cancer hates healthy cells, absolutely detests them. Right. And to have that kind of a culture armed with a nuclear weapon is absolutely untenable. It cannot happen. It's as though you were to say, well, let's just pour sugar into the body that has cancer. Let's give it tons of fuel. Mm-hmm. Let's, you know, pierce the tumor and let it spread. Huh?
Right.
No. We take no joy in it. I take no joy in eliminating threats that in this case have gone on way too long. There's no joy in that because people get hurt, some of whom, or killed, some of whom were not really the moving parties in that disease.
That's right.
However, you know, the fact that we don't celebrate it doesn't mean it doesn't have to be done. Yeah. Nobody celebrates neurosurgery like, yeah, let's go do it. No. No, you do it reluctantly, you do it expertly, you hope for the least collateral damage, but you do it.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about the mind game, because I do think that part of this has to be very clear at this point, because we're now almost 50 years, almost five decades into this Islamic Republic. So there were people alive in Iran before Khomeini and now Khomeini and the rest of it took over. Some of them still remember it. I have to think that they have shared with family, with friends, with kids, with grandkids. Hey, you wouldn't believe how this place used to be. We used to have stores. We used to have education. Women were in all sorts of positions of responsibility. It was amazing. Is that enough to motivate the thought process? Maybe even coupled, I guess, with a younger generation that has figured out how to get access to internet, even though theoretically it's blocked. They've got a sense of what's going on in the West, and it's obviously not the monster show that the actual monsters in Tehran have painted.
Well, you need that. You do need the storytelling to tell people about another way of being that used to exist. You also need a charismatic leader who can, you know, harness the imagination for good of people. And listen, there but for the grace of God go we.
Yeah.
Right? How close did we come to having an administration, one could say again, that would embrace complete delusion about gender, that would suggest that people are not autonomous creatures, that the state is all powerful, that China is the model for the world in terms of how to govern and how to wield power, and perhaps we should just join them and have a one world government. How close were we?
Yeah.
Pretty darn close. One bullet away.
That's right. That's right.
Right? And you could say, well, look, God is great. The truth always wins. Yes, I believe that. But sometimes after terrible suffering, like the Dark Ages.
Yes.
And that's where Iran is right now. Can it escape that as destiny? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be likely that the cancer would spread before cured if we didn't take action or Israel had not?
Yeah.
It's very likely it would have spread. These people armed with a nuclear weapon would have used it. I believe it, 1,000%.
Yep.
I don't think it would have moderated them. I don't think they would have said, well, now we feel more powerful so we can be better listeners, better neighbors.
Yeah.
I don't think that's like giving a Son of Sam, you know, more weaponry. You're like, nah, I don't think the issue with a serial killer is that they don't have the proper weapon.
That's right.
It's a death cult. These are walking dead people, vampires, who want your blood, too. They want you to be the walking dead or dead.
Yes. Tell me, now you mentioned a charismatic leader. And are we speaking of President Trump, Prime Minister Netanyahu, or somebody else as yet unnamed?
Well, President Trump works, I believe, for America. He motivates me. I'm with him.
Yep.
I think Netanyahu does that in Israel. Someone needs to emerge in Iran,
yeah,
who can capture the imaginations of young people there, who can reawaken their tolerance for others and their love for themselves, and throw off this yoke of darkness.
Yeah.
Uncover the greatness of people and make them not subjugated to a death cult.
Yep.
It's an amazing thing. Look, it's not a man who does that. It's a man who is, in fact, connected to incredibly powerful forces that I'll call God. Some would say the universe.
Right.
And the charisma, the ability to change other people's thinking and get them to be courageous and take chances and take to the streets.
Mm-hmm.
That's immeasurable.
That's right.
We don't know where that comes from. You won't find it on an MRI or a CAT scan of someone's brain. Why won't you, by the way? You won't, because it's not definable, which is beautiful. It's poetry. It's magic. It's spiritual. And that can happen there. Perhaps now.
Yeah.
Right? There's a window of opportunity where it could happen.
Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful. I am, I think, more hopeful than I have been.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Been at any time since the removal of the Shah so long ago. I think that there are plenty inside that country who are sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they probably have figured out. And again, this death cult that we talk about, it's so different to watch Israel, the IDF, the IAF, with precision warfare that's being prosecuted. I'm going to use the term, maybe it's crazy, but it's being prosecuted in a moral way, that it is designed to get these very bad individuals, eliminate them. And Iran, so far, according to the IDF, has done nothing but kill innocent people in Israel. It's just such a 180-degree contrast.
It's 1,000% different. If there's such a thing as 1,000% difference, 100% probably does it. It's precision surgery. There's no such thing as bloodless surgery, but there's something called just bludgeoning a country because you hate it and you want all its citizens to die because you hate Israelis and Jews. That's Iran.
That's right.
Israel is saying, look, the cancer has to go, but we don't want any more bleeding than necessary. And then there'll be a period of chemotherapy of sorts, where we clean up more bad cells.
Yep.
And then the rehab starts. And I'm not against rehab. You know, people call it, you know, nation building or this. That. Look, if you've got a rogue regime that could end, you know, could plunge us into World War III, it has to go. That no apology need be made. That's not overreach or thinking you're a king.
That's right.
It's nothing. That's doing the right work. It's having quijones. It's having backbone. It's having morality. How can morality lead to war? Because sometimes, sadly, it's the last resort.
That's right. That's right. Keith, as always, my friend, you are spot on. I love when you come and visit. That is Dr. Keith Abloh. Keith is with us every other week. Let me remind you to check out KeithAbloh.com, KeithAbloh.com, whether you're looking for some of the books that he has written. He's doing some great stuff with the supplements. I know we've talked about it in the past. I don't have time today, but we're going to talk about it more in the future because I continue to be a loyal customer of Keith's, a supporter of Keith's, so I appreciate him being here. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.